Always keeping the main thing, thanking God for Jesus Christ, thanking God for the Holy Spirit, thanking God for his angels, thanking God for the church, thanking God for this congregation, thanking God for the elders and the deacons here, thanking the deacons and the elders for giving me another opportunity to say something to you this morning. I hope and pray that something said will make you better for having come. May God bless our ears of hearing, hearts of receiving, and our wills to obey. Our lesson this morning is taken from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter and the 14th verse. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 14th verse. But I would like to read from 1 through 14. I'll be reading from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 14. And it says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelt in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. My subject this morning is we are led by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Romans 8 essentially states that because of Jesus Christ, believers are now free from condemnation and can live a life guided by the Spirit and not the desires of the flesh, meaning that those who are in Christ have access to spiritual life and peace, while those who live according to their own sinful lusts cannot please God. The key message is that through the Spirit dwelling in us, within us, Christians can overcome the power of sin and live a life that is pleasing to God. We cannot please God in the flesh. And I know someone may be asking the question, well, we live in the flesh. Yes, we do. Why did God do it like that? Keep on doing right, and you'll find out. Amen? Just keep on doing what God would have you to do, and it'll come. Like the spiritual song says, we'll understand it better by and by. We'll understand it because the flesh is against what the Spirit is about. Many in the church, you're speaking to the church now, but many in the church, they get married because of the flesh. Wrong thing to do. Because one thing about the flesh ain't going to last. You get married because somebody's handsome. Guess what? Huh? He ain't going to last. Are you with me? You get married to somebody, some woman because she's beautiful. Guess what? It ain't going to last. And many get married because of the person is rich. Now, in order for that marriage to stay together, that person will have to stay rich. Are you with me? What if that person go broke? You see, the flesh, it don't last, but the spirit lasts forever and ever and ever. Amen? The spirit only needs one doctor, and that's Dr. Jesus, while the flesh needs many doctors. The flesh needs an eye doctor. The flesh needs an ear doctor, a nose doctor, heart doctor, foot doctor. With the spirit, in the spirit, we only need one doctor, and that doctor is Jesus. There's only one way in the spirit, but there's many ways in the flesh. The flesh will try this way and see if it'll work. The flesh will try that way and see if it'll work. And it'll try some other way to see if it'll work. But in the spirit, there's only one way. You see? And that's something that we have to get to understand and believe that there's only one way. To walk in the spirit means to live like you depend on the spirit. To walk in the spirit means to live a life empowered by the Holy Spirit. Essentially, allowing the Spirit to control our actions, our decisions, and our character. Aligning them with God's and following the Spirit's lead. You see, the Spirit will lead us into all truth, wherein the flesh got to figure out what's the next step. We are not to trust our flesh, even though we live in the flesh. This flesh is not something that should lead us, because the flesh is full of lust. The flesh hates. The flesh is just what we live in now. And someone asked the question, well, why did God do it like that? Now, God didn't do it like that. Adam did. Adam did that. Sin, he brought sin into our lives. Are you with me? And because he done that, we all got to pay for it. Just like we were speaking about in the Sunday school. If one did it, we all pay for it. Jesus died, and we all got good stuff from it. Amen? We got saved from it. To walk in the spirit, to walk in the flesh, means that living in a way that is driven by physical body lusts, wants, and needs. We try to please God by and through the flesh, but it's impossible to do that. We can't please God through the flesh, but some try. It was an example given, and the example was this. I'm going to use myself and my wife. I say to my wife, I love you. but I'm going to be unfaithful. But I'm not going to be that unfaithful till you're going to leave me. I'm going to be unfaithful just enough for you not to leave me. When we look at Jesus and we look at the church, we are the bride of Christ. He is the groom. We tell Christ, I'm going to sin against you, Jesus, but I'm not going to sin against you to the point that you're going to condemn me. So what I want you to do, Jesus, is understand that I'm going to sin and I still want to get to heaven, but don't condemn me because that's how we think when we think that this flesh can please God. The flesh, in the flesh, we can't please God in the flesh. I remember working for this guy, right? He was a foreman, and he said he was a Christian, right? And he would talk nasty. I mean, he was nasty, real, you know. I mean, nasty to everybody who was nice to him, nasty to everybody except the boss. When the boss come around, he was straight down the line, right? But the question was asked, and why do he do that, right? And he said this. He said, while I'm on the job, I'm a foreman. But when I get off the job, I'm a Christian. And he happened to meet me. And I said, did I hear it right? He said, yes, you did. I said, well, let me ask you a question, right? I said, while you on the job, not being a Christian, what if Christ come back? You need to go on to work. Go ahead on to work. And this guy, whatever job that he ran, he did not want Kenny Patterson on the job. But I didn't came and said the wrong thing. Are you with me? I was not supposed to say nothing. You know, hey, everybody else accepting what I'm saying. How come you got to come here with something different? But you have people who think that. Are you with me? Part-time Christian. Remember we spoke about lukewarm? You see, that's a lukewarm Christian. You know, that straddling the fence like. That's saying that, you know, Lord, I can please you through the flesh. I'm going to prove it to you that I can do it, that I can please you through the, you know. And God ain't asking us to prove that. We don't have to. He's just saying, please, if you're going to please me through the Spirit. For those who worship me must worship me in spirit and the truth, through the Spirit, right? That's how he wants us to do it. But there are some who just think they could do it through. That's why you got so many different religions and different understanding about how to get to heaven. You see, because many are getting to heaven, so say, through and by the flesh. And there's no heaven for them. I don't care how nice you've been. I don't care how much you gave. You could be the best giver. You can act nice to everybody, but if it's through the flesh, and you ain't gonna make it. It's not. You can't even give true love through the flesh. Why you can't do that? Because love runs out. You ain't temperate. You ain't patient with people because of the flesh. You get tired too quick. The flesh is something that. To tell you the truth, we cannot control without the Spirit. That's why the Spirit and the flesh wrestles. You see, this flesh want to take over because the flesh still want to go to the club. The flesh want to smoke that hokey pokey. Are you with me? The flesh want to still get, you know, a few. The flesh still want to fornicate. The flesh want to do these things, you see. And the Spirit is saying, man, you can't do those things because you're going to mess us up with Christ. Right? But the flesh is saying that I could do it but I'm going to do it a different way that Christ ain't going to even mind. But that's not true. It's not true at all. We cannot please God through the flesh. We cannot. We cannot please Him through the flesh. We want to take a look at some Bible examples of some who were led by the flesh and some who was led by the Spirit. In the very beginning, Adam, Genesis 3, Adam knew what he was supposed to be doing. He knew exactly what he was supposed to be doing. But he left the Spirit and he was led by the flesh. And you know, when I teach or preach about this and said what Eve done, a lot of sisters, they be getting mad, you know. Well, she didn't make him do it. That's true. That's true. Adam is just as wrong as Eve is. But I can say this. Eve must have been a good looker. She must have been some kind of woman. To get Adam to not follow Christ. And was led away by the flesh. She must have been some kind of woman. To cause brothers, y'all know that. I see all the brothers smiling. There ain't no sister smiling at all. you know. But anyway, but had to been some kind of woman. Amen. To cause Adam to stumble and to be led by the flesh. And because he was led by the flesh, the thing that God told him would happen, happened. He said that you would surely die. And that's what happened. And that's why we're in this mess that we are in today because of sin. We're in a mess today. It's a mess. Hatred running wild. Our kids don't know whether they want to be a boy or a girl. Are you with me? It's messed up. It's because of sin. If you ask me why, it's because of sin. The wars. Why? Because of sin. Sickness and disease. Why? Because of sin. Jealousy. Why? Because of sin. Envy. Why? Because of sin. Discrimination. Why? Because of sin. Sin brought this into this world. And then we come up to another, Samson, in Judges 16. Samson, he was a Nazarite, a man of God. A Nazarite, not a Nazarene. A Nazarite was a person who made a vow to God. A Nazarite was not supposed to drink strong drink, wine. He was not supposed to eat unclean food. He wasn't supposed to deal with dead things. And he was not supposed to cut his hair. He met a woman by the name of Delilah. I know that she had to have been some kind of woman. Thank you, brothers, for helping me out. Thank you. She had to be some kind of woman to cause Samson to turn away from God and to give up that secret. He wasn't supposed to do that. He was supposed to keep that secret, but he fell in love. She must have was some kind of good looker, some kind of woman to cause Samson to do that. And then we know about David, don't we? David, he was supposed to be, in 2 Samuel 11, he was supposed to be at work. He was supposed to be out with his armies. But he decided to stay home one morning. And David was a man of God's own heart. A man of God's own heart. That's close to God now. And David, he took off that day, and he went on the top of on the rooftop, and he looked down and he saw a woman bathing. Once again, she must have was a good looker, some kind of woman, because David, he wanted that woman. Didn't have to have her because he got six wives. And he didn't have to have that woman, but he wanted her. So he asked, he said, "Who is that?" And it was told to him, "It's Uriah's wife. She's a married woman. You know, you shouldn't even think about having her now because that's adultery and God is against that, right? You got six wives. That's enough. That's too much, really, right?" But he wasn't, he was not satisfied. That flesh said, "I got to have that woman." Amen? The flesh told David, "I got to have that woman. Got to have her." And he got her. And he got her pregnant, and he wanted her to leave. "You're going back home now, right? Thank you for everything." And she sent a message and said, "She's pregnant." Now, David, he's in trouble now. This is what the flesh has done now. Look, listen to this. This is what flesh can get you into. Trouble among trouble. Trouble on top of trouble when we follow the flesh. Because each time he followed the flesh, he got deeper and deeper into trouble. Into trouble. Are you with me? Into trouble. David, a man of God's own heart. Then we see some who was led by the Spirit. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen? Now we know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That King Nebuchadnezzar said that there's going to be some music played. It says, when you hear that music, I want you to bow down and serve the statue. I want you, wherever you are, bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to do it." And what happened? He made a decree. He said that if whoever don't bow down will get thrown into the fire. So he came to them and he said, did you not understand what I told you to do? I told you when you hear the music to bow down. But being in the spirit, these boys said that King Nebuchadnezzar, listen, you're the king, but we're not gonna do such a thing. Well, if you're not going to do it, you go into the fire. And this is what they said. They said, God will take us to the fire, put us in the fire. God will, he will save us. But if he don't, we're still not going. Amen. That's the spirit. Even if we get into big trouble, I'm still not going to turn away from God to the flesh. I'm going to stay in the Spirit and let the Spirit guide me. For the Spirit is going to guide us in all truth. It's going to guide us to what's right. It's going to save us. Then we got another who was led by the Spirit. Joseph. You remember Joseph. Joseph was done wrong by his brothers. They done him. They lied and they done him wrong. You know, because of jealousy. Because of jealousy, they done him wrong. And he was in the Pharaoh's house, in the Potiphar's house. I'm sorry, in the Potiphar's house, and he was Potiphar's main man. He was Potiphar's main man. Potiphar said, "You got it all. Stay away from my wife." I understand that, right? But the wife, he must not have told the wife to stay away from Joseph. Joseph wanted that man. But that man was a man of God. That man was in the spirit. And he was so much in the spirit till, you know, I could hear the flesh saying, man, you are you crazy? You got it made. That woman got money. Are you with me? She got it going on. And all we gotta do is you know, kill Potiphar. And you gonna have it. But the Spirit told him, no. And it said that she kept bugging him, and he kept saying no, until she grabbed him one day and tried to force him, and he ran away. And then on top of that, he gonna get put in prison. Because Potiphar believed what his wife said. That's why the scripture teaches us, it says, no man who don't check both sides of the matter should come to a conclusion. I'm just paraphrasing it, right? In other words, check both sides of the matter before you come to a conclusion. Potiphar didn't even hear Joseph's side. He only heard his wife's side. And he, just like that, believed it. Just like that. And he condemned Joseph. Joseph, he didn't change it or anything. He let it stay as is. As is. And then we see the example of Jesus. Jesus was led by the Spirit into that mountain to be tempted of the devil. The devil tempted him with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. He tempted him just like he tempted Adam with those three. And he tempted Jesus, but Jesus was ready, willing, and able to defeat the devil. And that was perfection. And that was the example. If we can't get nothing from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we can get it from Jesus. If we can't get nothing from Joseph, we can get it from Jesus, because Jesus was the perfect one. Amen? He was the perfect one. And Jesus didn't fall. He didn't go for it. At one time the devil said, if you bow down to me, and this is my, you know, this is the one I work with a lot. He said, if you bow down to me, all of this I would give to you. Look over this. You right? Like I said, I was a DJ, right? And I knew what I was doing. I found out anyway what I was doing was real wrong, and I got away from it. Then I had an opportunity to look back at it, and I saw some fellas, right? The things that they were saying. It, you know, to sell their albums, the cursing and the slurs and the anything to sell it out. Are you with me? And they would come on the Grammy or whatever. They would come on these Grammys and get an award, and they would hold an award up high and say that, thank God. God ain't had nothing to do with that. Not those things that what you were saying. And I look back, I said, Kenny, you was kind of like that too. Praise be to God. God saved me from that. Thank you, Jesus. And thank God for just knowing you. Thank you. Thank you. But we see the flesh. And we see the Spirit. The flesh cannot please God. Well, I think the flesh cannot please God. For there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death. You cannot. Don't try it. It ain't even worth your time. Especially we ain't got but a little time left anyway. Use it wisely. Use it wisely. You know? Use it wisely. In closing, Galatians, the 5th chapter, 16 through 26. Galatians, the 6th chapter. Because the flesh, it lusts. It lusts. It wants. It got to have it covets. Right? You know. You know. You know, that wife of yours sure enough looking good. You know. You know. I'm just saying it because me and you friends. You know. Are you with me? You know, I'm just, you know, you got nothing to worry about. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, boy, that husband of yours, he sure is fine. That's the flesh. The spirit will look at that person as being a child of God, a sister or a brother. They don't have nothing like that on their mind. Amen. Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, and they want you, and God wanted us to know what they are manifested, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. Somebody said, you know, oh, witchcraft ain't true. Well, why they got it in the Bible? Why is it in the Bible if it ain't true? Hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another. Flesh, we are put flesh to death. We are put flesh, we are to kill flesh, put it to death. Now, if we pick flesh back up, we're picking up something dead and putting back in our lives. And by now, it stinketh. It stunk before. We buried it. Now it stinks more when we bring it back. Bible says that for it has better for a man not to have known the way than to know the way and turn away from it. That's my lesson. I hope and pray that somebody got something from it, that you got a blessing from this lesson. If you are here, you're not a member of the church, you must and you want to be saved this morning. You must hear God's word. You must believe what you heard. You must repent of your way. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must stay faithful in God's word. You must come to worship. You must continue to pray. You must give. You must, above all, love. If you are here and you are a member of the church and you are in need of prayer this morning, the Bible teaches us the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You may ask for prayer as we together stand and sing the song that was before us.